You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We have Cinqua Walls, the great actor. He's on this new show on BET American Soul. It's badass. I grew up watching that show, believe it or not. That's how old I am. I'm a lot older than Cinqua, but I got more game than him, so it doesn't matter. I'll dunk in his face. Hey, dude. I remember watching you on a lot of shows, Friday Night Lights. I thought you were great on Power you had a little side action going with, Ghost Wife. I love that action. And then they killed you off. I was miserable when they killed 50 killed you.
Yeah, he did. He did. You know how it is. When you misstep, eventually time catches up to you. His time came.
What a great show that was, though. Did you have fun working on that one?
I had an amazing time, man. I learned so much, especially working with 50 from just, in front of the camera, behind the camera. He's a businessman. He's savvy, so I learned so much from him.
That is one of my favorite shows. I thought you did a great job on that. That was a really cool – I don't even know how it can get better at this point after a few seasons, but I thought the first couple seasons were incredible, and you were great on it. So tell me how you – so you played ball at Cal Poly Pomona, and then you transferred to the – Don's, is that about right?
Don's, that's correct, yes.
So tell me about so you played ball there, and then did you play ball at both and got to play for San Fran as well?
I did, yeah, I played ball at both. I actually mostly only played at University of San Francisco. I went to Cal Poly as I transitioned, and then transferred the next year straight to University of San Francisco. And I was able to play ball, and a couple of the guys that I played with played overseas. I played with a lot of guys in the pro-am who play in the NBA. It was the next level. I won some games and I lost some games.
How big are you? I don't remember like your size. Like on TV, all that's very, right. You don't know how people, when you watch the NBA, they all look the same size. Meanwhile, they're 7 foot tall. They're monsters. How big are you?
I'm only 6'2". I say only 6'2" because most people in the sports world, especially in basketball, are so much taller than that. So, In my world, I'm probably one of the taller guys, but I'm 6'2".
Yeah, I'm 6'3", 215. What do you still ball? Do you still play? I play every day.
I don't play every day, but I actually did play today as a cardio. I try to mix it up. So today I went into the gym and got up some shots and was giving some guys some buckets for a little while.
That's awesome, dude. So I'm glad you still play. That's fantastic. I know you're a Clippers fan.
That's right.
Do you still like going to their games?
You know what? Right now, going to their games is tough, but I enjoy it all the time. I became a Clipper fan because at the time growing up, that was the only ticket that my family could afford. So we would go there and watch it, and then you start to root for the other team. So whoever was coming in town, you'd watch them, and then naturally you start to root for the team because you want them to get a win sometimes. So my Clipper lineage runs deep, and I still enjoy going to the games right now.
Yeah, I actually, because if you go back, when Blake got there, he was a freak of nature, and he was throwing down hammer dunks. That had to be a cool phase for you. They were pretty good, Lob City.
Oh, Lob City was the best. I really thought we had an opportunity to go all the way and go the distance. I was hoping we did, but I know, obviously I'm not in sports, so I don't know how that all works internally, but I was really hoping that we could. And I go all the way back to when we had Elton Brand, when we had Lamar Odom for the first time. Quentin Richardson, Darius Miles, Jeff McGinnis, Katino Mobley. I watched all those guys.
So Cinqua Walls is on this new great show, American Soul. I actually, like I said, grew up watching it, because I'm 53. Can you even believe, that they – how did it work out that they called you for this role? It's just badass to land that role as Don.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
I know. I always say this every time. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to play Don and to be a part of this show. And it's such a gift each and every time I got to walk on set and just be opposite my castmates as well and tell this story. It was one of those things that, happened very organically. I had the opportunity when I was finishing another project to read the script for American Soul. I was intrigued and interested, and I had a lot of questions. And they were kind enough to send me another script that I could read and then, talk to the creators that were creating the show and had created it. Come up with an idea and tell them how my take on the character was. And then I went in for a chemistry read opposite a lot of my other castmates who are on the show with me now, and the rest you know, as they say, it's history.
You're a great actor, dude. You deserve it. Like, it's got to be, it's got to be cool to, like, pimp out and wear his, like, the clothes and just to have that, like, the role of Don, because I would think you almost, do you slip into it and, like, freak out a little bit and think, I mean, I'm pimping out as Don in the 70s. I mean, you're that is rock star status.
It's rock star status, and the clothes are so vibrant. You know, Don did not hesitate to take a risk in his wardrobe. He'd wear powder blue. He'd wear shorts. You know, he'd wear open chest out with a choker. So it's fun because you can literally just go to the extremes with that.
What did you learn about him playing the role that you didn't know? Because this guy was larger than life.
Right. I think the biggest thing that I learned about Don was that he did not pull any punches. You know, a lot of people that I was able to talk to who knew him obviously knew how passionate he was about Soul Train, but also that if you were not on his good side, he did not hesitate to let you know about it. And you see that in the show when people kind of cross him or make missteps against him, he does not play around.
So let me go back for a second to the other show, because I always wondered about Joe Sikora. Where the hell did they find him? What a job that kid did in that role on Power with you.
Man, what a phenomenal actor, right? I mean, Joe's one of those guys that he's a chameleon. You've seen him in a lot of things. You don't even realize it because he has a really good ability to mold himself to his characters. But he had a lot of the background. He grew up with the guys like the guys he was playing against. He's from Chicago. He had a... He was a Golden Glove fighter. Golden Glove fighter. So, you know, that tenacity that he brings to Tommy is already naturally in there. But he's one of the most intelligent, articulate, and well-read people you'll ever meet.
So you're playing this great character on American Soul. I mean, this changed the world we live in, that show.
It really did.
You'd have to be from the 70s to understand it. But, I mean, I used to, like... you know, here I was, this, you know, white kid in Chicago, but I used to listen to, like, GCI, and, you know, I used to listen to all the, you know, the urban music when I was a kid. This is long before they called it, you know, rap and hip-hop. This was, Soul Train was ahead of its time. It was, like, it was just so unbelievable, and even, I thought it crossed over. Would you agree with that? Because I think a lot of whites got into it, and I don't think they'd admit it.
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, you come from that era of being able to know who would admit and wouldn't admit if they watched Soul Train. But I think one of the most welcoming gifts that I've had from the show airing is that we've had a diverse audience already receive it. So I've had people from all backgrounds, walks of life, racial ethnicity, say that they were, number one, excited to watch it. And now that they've seen it, they're excited to keep watching it. So I agree with you. It definitely is. I think just like the show Soul Train crossed over in the 70s to the 80s and the 90s, I definitely think that we have an opportunity as well as American Soul to cross over into many households that people probably wouldn't expect.
I've been seeing you doing some a lot of interviews about it, and people have been talking about your fashion that you are that you are styling off the camera. Is that true that you're into like really cool clothes and having a kick-ass look? Because I've been hearing people talking about you.
Oh man, I am very much so into fashion. I think the biggest thing for anybody is wear what makes you comfortable. And, you know, they always say, like, you know, wear the clothes and let the clothes wear you. And I'm a big believer in that. And I always like to wear things that I think people wouldn't expect me in, if it's even just like a color or the way something is cut. I'm focused on tailoring as well when it comes down to pants and shirts and things like that. But fashion is a passion. Not to rhyme, but that is the truth.
Yeah, you were great even in 15, 17 to Paris. I think your career's blowing up. I remember seeing you on Californication. You've done a lot of cool stuff, man. Keep rocking it. Congratulations on the Soul Train gig on BET and Don Cornelius, one of a kind. Great job you're doing in your career. I'm a fan. Keep rocking it. I'm glad you love the NBA and basketball. Keep filling it up, brother. Thanks for coming on the bench.
Thank you, Rod. Appreciate it.
Sinqua Walls, the great actor playing Don Cornelius in the Soul Train show on BET. It's badass. You got to check out this show. He's a great actor. I watched Power every episode. I thought he was great in that, too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.